Blog Talk Radio.
I love this country. Everything free. I have 9 social security numbers. I bought a woman in a mattress store. There was ad in paper. Beautiful woman sitting on bed. I go, $4.99. I go to store. I say, give me this woman. I buy this woman. They say, not for sale. Not for sale. False advertising. I filed with the EPA. They gave in. They gave me woman. They deliver mattress tomorrow. I have this woman now. I bought this woman for $4.99. I put it on credit card. One of my social security numbers. I love this country. Everything free. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Abu Tam, the American Fundamentalist. Streamlined American. There is three parties in this world. The Communist Party, the Mainstream American Party, and Abu Tam, and the Streamlined American Party. Hang in there, we'll give you a tune. We're picking good music today.
Many a hatchet wail under its cords of mail,
Deep breathe the merciless form and shall rue. When none his ear shall ring, for none the breezes wing, if on earth red war cry or thunder the bow. While Leor Desmond the war wolf is howling, fearless eagle sweeps over the plain. The fox in the street of the city are prowling, and all would scare them a banished as slain. On with the O'Donnell men, fight the old fight again. Sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel, errands of vengeance steal, right by your country O'Donnell the Bull.
Did you like that fight song? Onward, O'Donnell, then fight the old fight again. Yep, they used to sing it in Ireland. Now we sing it here in the USA. What's President Banana up to? President Banana has done a magnificent con job on illegal aliens, telling them that they can do anything they want in the USA and they will not be prosecuted. But that's not true, because he's lying, and he's only doing it to win votes. And after he has been convicted for 4 more years, he will close the office door and not listen to the cries of the Mexican people. He didn't listen to the cries of the Mexican people for 3.5 years, but now he needs their vote, so he's going to pull a fast one. Yeah, wonderful guy, isn't he? He'll tell you that he can't give any information on Operation Fast and Loose because it's a matter of executive privilege. What's executive privilege? Killing 50,000 Mexicans? What are those guns doing in Mexico? How did they get there? Did you know that under Bush's wide receiver, every one of those weapons had a tracking device in it? When the Mexicans found, the Mexican communist terrorists found out that there were tracking devices in it, they used to remove them. So when Bush's people found that out, they canceled Operation Wide Receiver. And then along comes a hop-along Obama, and he reopens supplying guns to the communist narco-terrorists, his brothers-in-arms, and knowing that they can remove the tracking devices, so he doesn't send any. So he saved us a buck there on the tracking devices. Now they tell you there's only one border guard dead, when there's actually two, and I couldn't remember the other guy's name last night, but it came back to me today. His name is Jaime Zapata. How more Mexican can you get than Zapata? And he was also killed by Eric Holder guns. But those are two border guards, not counting the ones in jail for shooting back. You remember the two border guards that were charged for shooting a narco terrorist in the butt, and the communist government of the United States gave the terrorist immunity to testify against the two border guards, Campion and Ramos, and their families suffered. Their families had to hock their houses so that they could pay for lawyers to defend them, while the federal government tried to crucify them. And finally, they were let out of jail. But in the meantime, what they did is they put them in the prison population, hoping that somebody would kill them. And they were given no protection whatsoever. And that's what happens when you're doing your job in the federal government. You get no protection whatsoever. And if you don't believe me, ask the 22 Navy SEALs from Team 6 why the area wasn't peppered before their helicopter went in. Why nobody was looking out for them. And who phoned ahead to let the Taliban know they were coming. You'll never hear that story. They were buried the same day they were shot down in the media. You hear NBC talking about it? Calling for an investigation? No way. No way. Yeah. So let me dig up a tune for you, and we'll salute the Mexican people, because they're the ones that Obama has screwed the most. And if you're a Latino and you're voting for this president, you're crazy, because unless you're a Muslim, you don't have a chance with this guy. And he doesn't like Catholics. And he's made that very plain. He's taking on the Catholic Church, and his goal is to split it down the middle like he split the rest of the country down the middle. And that's how communists work, divide and conquer. And if you notice lately, all the communists are blaming the Republicans for divide and conquer. The one who committed the crime always blames the innocent, using the tactics that they use to commit the crime. So beware when you hear a Democrat talking about divide and conquer, because that is their tattoo. And the people that are disenfranchised the most are the helpless Mexicans on the other side of the border. They're being gunned down in the streets. Their bodies, their limbs are being hacked off by these narco-comunistas. And what is the goal of the narco-comunistas? To get as many drugs into junkie land. The United States. Yeah, that's the only thing we import now besides Chinese goods. And probably the Chinese are delivering the goods too. Yep. Welcome to the United States a Junkie Association. And we're going to legalize weed, and then we're going to legalize heroin, and then we're going to legalize suicide. Yeah. Unbelievable. We're a sick nation. And I feel sorry for all those Mexicans that have been gunned down because of our need to get high. And they're killing men, women, and children. I got pictures on a blog I did the other night. There was 5-6 teenagers all gunned down, and all they had on their feet was socks, their shoes. They even stole their shoes after they killed them. Can you believe that? How sad. 50,000 dead Mexicans, and this guy is up in Washington along with his holder. Is telling you it's a couple of Mexicans. It's between 50 and 70,000 dead Mexicans in this drug war. And Eric Holder has sent enough guns into Mexico to arm 4 regiments of narco-comunistas. So, you think about that. And wait till they all come over the border looking for political asylum. You think you're worried about the influx now? Just wait. But I'll tell you what's coming over more than Mexicans is drugs. There's more drugs coming across the border than Mexicans, because America needs to get high. Junior's still in the basement. This is going to be the basement generation. Unbelievable, man. Thank you. That was Malagueña Salerosa by the Gypsy Kings. I'm surprised there was no vocal in that. Usually the Gypsy Kings are very vocal. Okay, how about we start doing some blogs? We'll read some blogs from the Tea Party. Bartender, a champagne, and two giraffes of wine, and tea for two. Here we go. We're going to run through the headlines. Jerry Sandusky has been found guilty. Goodbye, Jerry. Goodbye now. Be sure to pack a lunch. And the Washington Post, for the first time, has turned against Obama. They're calling him a liar. Now, when the Washington Post, who has been covering up for Obama for 3.5 years, can't take it anymore, and they say that they gave him four Pinocchios. You know, there's only one guy that beats Obama's four Pinocchios. That's President Pinocchio Pants, formerly known as Slick Willie. Or, if you went and saw Back to the Future, Biff. But anyway, Obama's been labeled a liar, and that's bad news. Bad news. And you know what the Post is saying? Give us Hillary. There was a luncheon given by Obama supporters that Obama was speaking at, and the Secret Service took all the knives and forks away from the Obama supporters. And one gun from Hillary Clinton. Oh, man. What a state of affairs, huh? It's absolutely laughable. Now they got a new one, a new scheme. It's called, if you're thinking of getting married and you have a registry, instead of putting up the registry for yourself and your bride, use that. Ask your wedding guests to donate money instead of buying you furniture. Donate money to the Obama slaughterhouse for little girls. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Can you imagine that? Well, honey, we managed to get wedding presents. Came to $20,000. Well, you got to send that right off to the Obama campaign because he's only got $5 million in his pocket. And we can't let our president go around with nothing. I got a flashback on this. I'm going to tell you what it is. Many years ago, when I was young, my brother came to me and he says, "We're raising money for Joe Blow." I says, "What are you raising money for Joe Blow?" He says, "You want to contribute or not? You know, we're raising money for him. He fell on some hard times." I said, "Oh, what happened?" Well, he was supposed to get married. And his wife had saved up $6,000 for furniture, and he talked her into letting him put it on a sure win World Series. And he lost it all. And so we're taking up a collection to get him back in the game. I said, that woman should get down on her knees and thank God that all she lost was $6,000 and get away from that guy as soon as you can. And what's the moral of the story? She married him anyway. Yeah, I wonder how they made out. So hang in there and I'll buy you a pina colada. Thank you. I heard on one of the talk shows this morning, I think it was on Fox this morning, that Mayor Bloomberg's sterling example of declaring war on Coca-Cola, surely he singled out somebody for punishment. The 32-ounce bottle that other cities are following suit. You want to hear the best one? Where else would it come from but Massachusetts? You know, Massachusetts, my God, what a state. It used to be the birthplace of the American Revolution. And now it's terrible. It's a state that you don't want to say you're from. The only thing they got going for them is the Boston Red Sox. After that, it's nothing. Is MIT up there? God bless MIT. Without MIT, we would be a second-rate nation. That's for sure. So keep it up, MIT. Send us geniuses. Anyway, the city of Cambridge has just outlawed all sodas. Yeah, people are going to be carrying little Spanish wine bags and water bags. That's it, man. Hey, you got a cup of water? You got a cup of water? Can you help me out, buddy? Ted Turner's in the news. He has addressed the United Nations, and he wants all plastics banned, and he also wants a reduction in the world of population. Well, I'm sure he contributed to that, and he definitely wants abortions for any a girl that looks like Jane Fonda. Yeah, Ted Turner. And then he rode off to Wyoming, where he mated with a buffalo, and they both did lithium. Unbelievable, man. You know, the first money this guy made when he was really loaded, he donated $1 billion to the UN. He never bought a GI a beer. He never said, "Thank you for saving my worthless life, because without you, Mr. Soldier, I would be hanging from a rope right now. Yeah, or I would be on Al Jazeera having my throat cut." Yeah. Thank you, Ted Turner, for your contribution to American patriotism. Yeah. And Jane Fonda, we already know you got your award. You got the Jane Fonda spittoon. Compliments of everybody who served in Nam and everybody who remembers your war atrocities, which you should have been tried and hung for. Yeah, so enjoy the spittoon. It's named after you. It's the Hock Tui. I don't know if you've noticed the recent assault on patriotism, especially when it comes from children. They're being silenced, muzzled, yelled at, shut down. And I just see in the news blog here that Van Jones, a noted communist who was thrown out of the Communist Party in the White House because he was too obvious, has said that America the Beautiful is a song dedicated to cheap patriotism. But Van Jones doesn't owe his life to anybody in the United States. He owes his life to Karl Marx. He owes his life to Lenin, Stalin, and all those guys who don't like black people. Yeah. How many black people in Russia? Huh? You think they're going to make you feel at home for how long? Until they get tired of toying with you? And then you'll end up in a gulag? I saw a show last night on Russian prison for murderers. Man, you wouldn't want to live like a dog. You got to see the Russian prison system versus the everybody can go to the gym today. Yeah, they can get a walk out in the Siberia. You want to get some fresh air, comrade? Yes, we give you 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you'll be dead, frozen, like popsicle. Yeah, unbelievable. The people that hate this country owe it the most. But they'll never say anything nice. They want to see a divided America. They think that when America is splintered and shredded, that they're going to rise to the top. It don't work that way, comrade. We have our own people for the top. You're just a useful idiot. Yes, keep doing it. Sing Old Man River. Yeah. I'm sure you heard about the young veteran who went into an old Navy store and filed a complaint with the manager saying that one of the employees was wearing a Marine uniform and he was dissing it with badges, and he cited the fact that there's a law on the books that it's called stolen valor. And the manager called security and had the XGI removed. And then I guess a few veterans groups got up in arms about it, and Old Navy issued a big apology and said they didn't mean anything by it, and keep buying our crap. And don't take it out on us, because we're donating money to Obama, who's going to destroy your unit. Yeah, unbelievable. And that's the respect that has been taught in the schools, right up to the universities, for the sacrifice of American heroes. So I'm going to give you a flashback. I also happened to notice a girl in a fashionable outfit, and she had an American flag on her ass. Okay? And that gave me pause to a flashback to Vietnam. When the war in Nam was going and all the junkies were out protesting, a guy showed up at a customs warehouse, to pick up some imports. And when he walked in, he had an American flag on his ass. So it just so happened that the guys behind the counter were all veterans of World War II. And one guy said, "Hey, Joe, get a load of this." So they took his receipts, and they went in the back, and they found this stuff, and they threw it all in the river. And while he was inside, a forklift that came along and demolished his car. And then the guy came back out of the back, and he goes, "We can't find your stuff." And so he said, "Okay," and he left. Then he went outside, and there was his car with lots of holes in it, and bent and crushed. And he called the police. And the police came, and they said, "Did you see anything?" And the guy said, "Nah, just the flag on his ass." "Oh, okay. Thank you." And so you see, if you don't get justice, you can give justice. Hang in there. Here's a patent story. General Patton's story that a guy told me. I'll pass it on to you. What leads me up to the Patton story is I'm working one day in a parts store, and I'm on the counter, and a guy comes in, and he is a World War II vet, and he's dying of lung cancer. And he was talking about how great the country was compared to the shape we're in today. And, of course, you know Stalin's comment about the United States. They have three attributes that have to be destroyed: patriotism, spirituality, and morality. And that's what this gentleman was talking about. So he got talking and he said, I said, what outfit were you in? He says, I was in the 4th Armored Division. I says, I was in the 4th Armored Division. He goes, I was in the 50th Infantry. I said, I was in the 50th Infantry. He goes, when were you in? I said, I was in after you guys had left Germany. I was there for the good times. I didn't have to pay any price. And he goes, you know, we sat on the Elbe River for 3 months waiting for the Russians to come. And of course, you know, because you've been taught in history, that when the Russians went into Berlin, when they went into Germany and finally into Berlin, they raped 2 million German women. You know that, right? Well, you don't know that? They didn't teach that in history? I wonder why. Could it be that you're brainwashed? Anyway, here's the Patton story. Patton is sitting at his desk, and you know one thing about Patton, he always liked to be on the move. And one of his sayings is that no good battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair. But he's sitting at his desk, and this Russian colonel came in, and the Russian colonel said to Patton, all the boats on this side of the Elbe River where you are belong to the Russians, and we're taking them. And Patton said, who let this piece of you-know-what in here? And everybody started humming and hawing. He opened his drawer, pulled out a 45, he put it on the table. And he picked up the phone, and he said, activate the 4th Armored Division, we're attacking the Russians. And this guy turned white. He turned white. He beat it out of there. And that's what you got to do. Because no matter who the enemy is, the only thing they respect is power. If you're stronger than them, they're going to respect you. If you're weaker than them, they're going to kill you. And you can debate all you want, but once the gurgling starts, it's all over. We'll hit upon a couple of highlights. One of the millions of retirees forced back to work, and the government is going to raise the retirement age for Social Security. They may bump it up to 70, but you know what? People will be working long after 70, and all you need is a couple more 401k crashes and a more real estate devaluation, and things go back to the 50s when you could buy a house for $6,000. It's going to be a lot of upset people. So let's hope it doesn't come to that. But one thing's for sure, America has to go back to work. And these kids that are coming out of school, the old people aren't giving up their jobs. And so these people, and there's no manufacturing left in this country. Somebody goes, well, there's Silicon Valley. Yeah, I'll take 6 Silicons. Give me a break. We got to go back to manufacturing. We got to rebuild America. Never mind rebuilding the rest of the world. And that's another thing that Patton said. He said, stay away from world clubs and don't worry about the rest of the world. The rest of the world had better worry about taking care of itself. And we should be worried about taking care of ourselves. And you know the old saying, charity begins at home. Here's a little article on wide receiver. You know, I told you about wide receiver, right? Wide receiver was Bush's program for tracking narco-terrorists. I love when they do that. They'll say insurgents. I hate that word, insurgents. They always try and take the personal effect out of it. You know, like they'll say a handful of Muslims. To me, a handful, one handful is five fingers. And you know, the Arabs have a saying, the fingers are different, but the hand is the same. You think about that. And I used to say, the fingers close the knife. You close in on the knife handle. Wide receiver was a small-scale law enforcement gun smuggling interdiction of effort that involved Phoenix. I mistakenly said Tucson yesterday. Involved Phoenix-based ATF agents working in conjunction with Mexican law enforcement. ATF supervisors and Justice Department prosecutors in Arizona were trying to build a case against a violent group of Mexican drug smugglers. There is a book that was written probably in the 40s called Red Cocaine, and it shows you how the communists built a drug routes into the United States from Latin America. And my biggest fear after 9/11 was that those same drug routes could bring in anthrax, smallpox. And I often wondered why suicide bombers didn't just go into the New York subway system infected. And I got a feeling the only answer I can come up with is that they were afraid of that kind of a death. You know, they like the quick and easy explosion. Fast and Furious was an effort to build a case against American gun dealers and the Second Amendment. That's the stark difference. I do believe that. And that's why Eric Holt is not showing you his paperwork, because you can see it had nothing to do with narco-terrorists. It was everything to do with the Second Amendment and destroying it. And that would be an act of treason. And that's why Eric Holder can't show you all his paperwork. Wide receiver was an attempt to build a case against gun smugglers and drug cartels to find out who they are. The purpose of Fast and Furious was to build a case against the Second Amendment. In a nutshell, wide receiver began in 2005. It involved 400 guns. All of the weapons in wide receiver had RFID trackers installed in them, and they were actively tracked. Only the Phoenix ATF and Department of Justice were involved. The Mexican government was kept fully informed. They were an active participant in wide receiver. The ATF agents tried to track the guns using radio devices and aircraft. They wanted to find out where the guns ended up, into the hands of which cartels and where they were, so the case could be made in an effort to track these people, to find them and locate them, which was a good operation, which is a good idea. The Bush administration, as part of wide receiver, notified the Mexican government when arms and drug smugglers were crossing, when the guns were being walked across the border, or when they had been purchased legally, being taken back to Mexico. The Mexican government was notified. At least 1,400 arrests were made as part of wide receiver. Nobody told you about this. You didn't even know about wide receiver, neither did I. Now, once ATF found out the smugglers were disabling the tracking devices, the RFID tracking devices that were planted in the guns, they ripped them out and then the guns were lost. So the program was shut down in October of 2007. Once the bad guys discovered the tracking devices, the program ended. Now, here's Fast and Furious by contrast. Began in October of 2009. Obama is in his 10th month. Wide receiver doesn't exist. It's been down for 2 years. Fast and Furious involved 2,000 guns. Wide receiver was 1,400 guns, roughly. No tracking devices were planted in the Fast and Furious guns. The regime didn't care where they ended up. There were no tracking devices. No effort was made to track them. No helicopters. There was no on-the-ground surveillance of the straw purchases. None of it. The guns were sold. They were walked across the border, and that was it. Four federal agencies were involved in maybe as many as 10 cities in 5 states. In contrast to wide receiver, the Mexican government was not notified the program even existed. They did not use tracking devices or aircraft to find and track smugglers. The local ATF field agents were ordered not to follow the straw purchases. Fast and Furious is as bad as anything you have conjured up in your mind. Wide receiver had nothing in common other than guns crossing the border. That's it. Federal agents, furthermore, are you following all this, Snerdly? Oh, this must be from Rush Limbaugh. Federal agents were not allowed to interdict the guns, and they even ran interference for the smugglers, whose local law enforcement on multiple occasions to make sure those guns made it across the border. So, Eric Holder, you've committed a sin against the American people, and you will not be forgiven. As a matter of fact, you may be tried. Hang in there. Marcus Lowe's here, Kimo Sabe. Those excerpts I just read you are from Conservative Byte, BYTE.com. And that's a pretty good, informative, conservative blog site. And here's the responses from the Americans, the mainstream Americans that responded. There's 57 comments. I'll highlight them. The magnitude of corruption at the federal level is beyond the comprehension of most American taxpayers. That's true. We're all in over our heads. And corruption on the federal level is big. This fast and furious action suggests that it was aimed at helping one of the cartels. We got to see more paperwork. I would like it. I would say that the whole scheme of fast and furious was aimed at the ultimate goal of defeating our Second Amendment rights. My friends, go out and buy more guns. Give them out as Christmas presents. Be sure all your children know how to use them. I would also say that there is more than just Holder involved in the scheme. And here's another thing to think about. Break-ins are taking place more and more, as based on what I see in the news reporting, with kids at home. So, you know, with the helpless at home. And so just be advised. I would suggest that Hillary Clinton is involved as well as Obama and Soros and other like-minded people. Hillary Clinton is an evil woman, and she's in the book of Revelation. A beast will appear in the heavens. She will have seven heads and seven Democrats. And her tail will sweep the stars from the sky. Be warned. Yep, I'd say there is quite a difference between what President Bush did and what Obama and Holder had done. Did you ever hear about Fast and Furious on any other news programs but Fox? Not on NBC, which is nothing but communists. ABC, always be communist. And a few others want to protect their anointed one from any harm since this is an election year. Sorry, pals, this isn't an election year. This is a government overthrow year. Yeah, and the ballot is freedom's bullet. Right, Wayne, any way you look at it, the Alphabet TV shows networks are invested in Obama because they have been alibiing for him since even before his election. They have been dedicated to lying for him and the party of death, I put that. Either because they're so darned embarrassed by now and stubbornly dedicated to Obama's communistic plot to undermine our Constitution, the life's blood of our nation, do they continue their reliability to Obama? Or they lean towards communism and have been waiting for the arrival of an Obama type. My friends, you're going to hear the word communist more and more. By November, communist is going to be a common word. Remember this day when people were afraid to use the C word. Remember this day, because it took a lot of courage for people to call a person a communist. I can only surmise what they're doing or learn what they do from conservative-minded people who participate in forums like this. I promised myself 5 years ago not to tune into any of the other TV networks unless it's sports. My absence, plus others of the same mind, have diminished their TV ratings. Very true. Very true. If you want to get back, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Boycotts, when you say boycotts, everybody at Fox gets upset. O'Reilly and Hannity get real upset when you say the words of boycott. Because boycott is very lethal. If somebody, and you know, ask the boys at Selma, right? They went to the hardware store and said, John, I've been buying from you for 20 years, but you never treated me right. And as of today, I'm not buying anymore. And John said, what do I got to do to treat you right? Boycotts work. Boycotts work. The bottom line was, did anyone die under the wide receiver activity? Not to my knowledge. You know what? They're hiding the death count in Mexico. There's between 50 and 70,000 Mexicans. They've all been killed for drugs. And I got to tell you something. You watch your news any night of the week. Wherever there's a robbery, wherever there's a murder, they're drug-related. Somebody is tied to drugs in that crime. And it's always about drugs. If you didn't have drugs in this country, you wouldn't need gates and you wouldn't need burglar alarms. And you could leave the keys in your car. When was the last time you could leave the keys in your car? Congress can spend $3 million on a Clemens trail for perjury, but there's no mention of Holder being charged with lying before Congress. This guy Holder goes back to the Clinton administration. He is dirty. And you want to know how dirty he is and how much power he has? Clinton gave a pardon to Mark Rich. Eric Holder was the go-between. Clinton, in public, got a golden saxophone from a big bosom Mark Rich's wife. All he got was a saxophone. Eric Holder negotiated the charges, not the charges, criminal charges, the charges, you know, how much it was going to cost. Come on, let's be real here. Let's not be babies. And Clinton pardoned Mark Rich, a guy who traded with the Iranians in oil, made a fortune, and was convicted by Rudy Giuliani and was pardoned by Bill Clinton. So then they wanted an investigation into why Clinton pardoned Rich. And I think the head of the FBI at that time was Louis Free, and he resigned. And they turned the investigation over to Mary Jo White, and she retired 2 weeks after. And then nobody picked up Mary Jo White's portfolio. And then President Bush came in, and he let it die because him and Clinton were comparing libraries and what goes into a library. And when I saw that, I said, when you get to the top, it's all the same people, and the little people don't count. But Mark Rich is dirty, and I think they should reopen the Mark Rich pardon. Eric Holder is dirty. Okay? He advised Clinton on how to do it and get around the Constitution and to get around the laws of the United States. He was a bad man, in my humble opinion. What is missing from this explanation is that the serial numbers of these walked guns were recorded. When a crime was committed with these types of guns, their serial numbers were compared to those of the walk guns, and when matching numbers were found, entered into a database to be used as proof that more stringent control on the sale of firearms was needed. The real goal of Fast and Furious was to attack the Second Amendment, and that's why they don't want to show the other documents, because it'll clearly point out that it wasn't to do anything but attack the Second Amendment. They were gonna take those gun dealers who they forced to sell guns to the Mexicans to, and they forced them to sell those guns. You don't think a guy called them and said, hey, there's a guy in here, he's shady, he's from Mexico, he wants to buy 20 AK-47s, you know, it doesn't look right. Go ahead and sell them, mind your own business. Maybe to give ammunition to Hillary for her crusade at the UN for arms control. My friends, anything that has the word UN attached to it, we don't want no part of. We don't want to have anything to do. That's a house of cards that's totally corrupt. They're all backsheesh people. They all take bribes. They're dirty. Completely dirty. They don't care about their own people. All they want to do is learn how to milk an American. Get away from the UN. As we should also remember that these targeted gun stores were also recording and documenting federal agents saying, sell the guns. Sure, if I was in a store and a federal agent told me to sell a gun to a guy I thought was a terrorist, I'd say, sure, no problem. You're telling me to do it? Good. Okay, let me have your badge number, and we'll put the time. What time is it? What's today's date? And let me do something for my protection, if you don't mind. Oh, why are you pointing that gun at me? This was brought out in the initial breaking of the scandal, yet that little fact has always been washed away. Whitewashing goes on. If you want to go after whites, go after the guys who whitewash. Yeah. There was a time in the early 1900s that well-armed Mexican bandits raided American towns on the border, causing death and destruction. We sent U.S. Army troops to the border, patrolled it day and night, even sent troops into Mexico to seek out and either apprehend or destroy the bandits and their facilities. The Mexican government was too weak to handle the task alone. These narco-terrorists could take over the Mexican government. And maybe that's another reason why Communist Obama sent 2,000 weapons down there. And maybe he is trying to help the narco-communists take over Mexico. His comrades in arms. Okay. Would never think of offense. Yeah. I say there's 60,000 American troops in Fort Hood. Put them all on the border and let them have guns this time so they don't have to be all in one compound unarmed and get taken out by a religious Muslim who was practicing his religion. And that's Colonel Major Hassan, who was promoted through a political correctness. And the guy that recommended him for a promotion should be on trial today, too. And we could use a double noose and a sheep shank on the bow. For you not makers, you should know what that is. Okay, he learned that in the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts, which is the target, they got the Marine Corps. They sissified the Marine Corps, and the only ones that are still holding out, always prepared, God and country Boy Scouts, they're holding out. They refuse to be sissified. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if we have to make the Boy Scouts a military group. We need somebody that's honest and prepared. Yeah, unbelievable. Hang in there. We'll give you a tune.
Okay, we got 4 minutes left. We got to do a tribute.
Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of gold would never see a plow. that field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how. Without a song, that's my troubles and woes. But sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as a song. The grass so tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never end. Would be so wrong. A man he got without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, good, no power without a song. I've got my troubles and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. So tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song. Without a song.
We're going to close with the Navy hymn dedicated to the 22 Navy SEALs and the 8 military who died in that chopper crash that was covered up by Obama. So think about that. We were watching TV last night, and the FBI had arrested three guys who were planning to open up in a Columbus, Ohio mall and take as many people with them as they could. They were all from Al-Qaeda. And pray that that doesn't happen. Have a nice night.